I really decided to step away once they started pushing hormones and castration and sterilization on children. Because guess what? When I was 9 years old, I used to sneak and wear my sister's cheerleading outfits. I've always loved hair and makeup. So if I had been born today in this modern LGBTQIAXYZ culture, they would have told me I'm in the wrong body. And they could have given me hormones. They could have mutilated me before I was 18 and knew what I was doing. So the reason I stepped away is because all I ask is the freedom to be gay, wear a wig, have a good time. My freedoms end where the freedoms of others begin. And that includes evangelical Christians. That includes people who say I'm going to hell, because I am a free speech absolutist. And if I want to have the free speech to, you know, be crazy and have fun, then I have to defend the free speech of others.
Originally, I was scheduled to be off today as I had a court date. And I have now had that court date delayed yet another month. So we will be back in court next month. The political persecution of the Democrat Party continues.
Don't say gay, Bill. Are you serious? Don't talk about what I went through and what my fellow gay LGBTQ plus community went through to get me here. Are you serious right now? Is the government sleeping? Why are they letting you do this? Isn't this the free country, the free world, freedom of speech? Don't say gay. That goes against freedom of speech. You cannot sit here and say being gay is not a choice when you're not gay. You don't know that.
That's not in the bill. Okay, I can't even take any more of him. So it's, again, totally mischaracterizing the bill. Probably hasn't read one flipping word of the actual bill. Just taking CNN's copy, their actual copy that says don't say gay, when it's that's not what the bill is about at all.
I am contemptuous of the judge for violating the rights of a Texan in the way that she's done by issuing that gag order. I'm contemptuous of the order, and I'll never follow it. And I've told her that she's obligated to give me the maximum sentence in criminal contempt in jail. And I want to go to have my day in an appeals court on a writ of habeas corpus to have her justify why she would imprison me on a lifetime ban from political speech. So because she knew she would lose that in July, on July 31st, she took my kids away from me. And this was her reasoning. Her reasoning was that the gag order was entered in the best interests of the children. Since I was violating the gag order, the unconstitutional and unlawful gag order, I was acting outside the interests of the children, and therefore, on that basis, she took my children. She gave me less possession than convicted pedophiles. She gave me supervised visitation, $600 a visit. The gay counselors that were to supervise my visit refused to allow me to change my son out of a dress at those visits. And I have long refused to participate in the abuse of my son, so I haven't seen them since July 31st. On that basis, that I haven't gone to those—
You haven't seen your son since July 31st of last year.
That's right.
I'm so sorry, Jeff.
And on the basis that I have not visited them because I will not participate in transgender abuse of my sons, the court is now saying that I've abandoned my son because I won't meet with my son in a dress and call him by his girl's name and use female pronouns. So they set up a trap for me. We're going to court again. I'll probably spend another $250,000 trying to keep my son safe.
Two of our best-selling products are back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And they will sell out in the next 3-4 months before I get more of the product in if I sell it at full price. But I want those of you that have been on the fence about getting Winter Sun or getting X3 to try the products and see how amazing they are. And I believe you will then get hooked on them like myself, my family, and the crew are. So again, both these products are back in stock. Both X3 and Winter Sun, they are 50% off for a limited time because they're going to sell out at this price, I would estimate, in less than a month. So this is your chance to get X3 and experience the good halogens versus the bad halogens. This is your chance to have the highest quality vitamin D3 with vitamin K for your immune system as well. They're amazing, and they're at InfoWarsStore.com. And the reason this is a 360 win is it funds the operation. I need funds to run the operation. You need to be healthy. We need to stay on air. It's a match made in heaven.
I went through the sex change process, and I was raised up as a Church of Christ member. Mm-hmm. Very, very strong Christian. I turned my back on God. And then I started having problems with the bone density issue. And my heart goes out to your boy and you. And I wouldn't wish this on any kid anywhere. It just is. It's, I wished I wouldn't have done it. God have mercy, but I take testosterone now and bone density pills. And I'm an older person now, but, you know, kids don't need this in their lives at such a young age. It's a crime.
Then I linked to some studies in China about children. And what they showed was that kids really didn't get sick, which was fantastic. The only time that they got sick is if their mother was sick. And that makes sense because, you know, moms hug and love on their babies, right? And so for me, I was like, this is fantastic. The kids are acting like a buffer. So if they're a buffer, we should just be doing, you know, singing praises about this and let the kids lick the elderly, literally, because they were conferring immunity. So every time a child sneezes or coughs, they're actually conferring immunity to the adult that happens to be around. The way we responded in this country was completely polar opposite. We acted as though the children had the plague. You know, we shut down schools. We isolated them, we separated them. This was all unwarranted. And we saw that, you know, through the observational studies that were happening in Germany and in Sweden, that they didn't do this stuff. The United States did, but the other countries did not. That's the attitude of a lot of the hospitals is you're not making them money. They don't really want anything to do with you. And I was a very active physician staff member there. I was on multiple committees. You know, I was even department chair at one point. So, you know, a lot of the stuff that we are seeing now is stuff that has been rolling out for years, but maybe we just didn't notice it or we didn't really realize it because at the time I was upset about that, but really I felt, look, I don't want to be there anyway if that's how they're going to treat me. If they're just treating me as a number and don't really care about my patients and don't care about me, well, then I don't need to be there.
I have three complaints against me that are still pending the results of.
And you have one. And how do they base these complaints? Just because you're going against the CDC and the FDA, these same government agencies that are actively trying to hide their safety data. I mean, what reasons do they give?
My three are, you know, no patient was harmed whatsoever. It was, and it's all COVID and politically related. So it's absolutely ridiculous.